Yo, what's up? It's the big homie Kodak. We're in the building right now. Big homie Creations. Big homie Nikki. How y'all doing?
Great,
hi,
great.
I'm amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Episode 6. We here. We live. So, what's going on? What are we talking about today? Y'all got anything on your mind before I go on to my spiel?
We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. It was crazy.
How was your Valentine's Day?
I took 2 girls out.
Wow. This nigga got money. What you call them on your show?
Me?
Well, yeah. What you call niggas like that?
Oh, the camera on me. Oh. BDB.
You so
a big
for the people, for the people that don't know, what's a BDB?
A big dick baller.
Hey,
that's what you is.
That's the terminology.
Now,
it sounds good.
Now don't get on the camera saying that you a big dick baller if you're not really a big dick baller.
Hey, it varies. It changes depending on how I feel.
Why it change?
Cause
he's stingy.
I ain't stingy now, baby.
I give love.
That's what it sound like to me, though.
Valentine's Day is love day, so
what did you do for Valentine's Day for your girl?
I went on a date, you know what I'm saying?
Was that 2 days at the same time?
Yeah. Not at the same time.
Oh, I'm about to say, damn, the cap is in.
It was the same day, though.
Oh, okay, same day. Okay.
But what did you do?
I took one to STK.
Okay.
And then I took one to
Waffle House.
To Waffle House.
I told you, Kodak be knowing.
She love bacon.
Kodak be knowing.
Kodak.
Yeah.
That's some hoe-ass shit, though.
Oh, here you go. Hey, no fucking Waffle House.
Who hates the All-Star, though? Everybody loves the All-Star.
So why did the one that got STK, why did she get STK and the one that got Waffle House?
Hey, man, some players made the All-Star game and some players made practice squad. You know what I mean?
But why? That's what I'm asking, why?
It's your talent level.
What is the talent level? Are you talking about sex?
Not sex. I mean, it's a lot.
Your horny
women are more than sex, Drea. Women are more than their bodies, goddammit.
But, okay, so why do one woman make STK level and one woman make Waffle House level?
Shit. You gotta ask her,
man. It's the presentation, man. It's how they, you know, present themselves.
So, okay, what would I be?
So you STK for sure. I can tell.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I can tell that.
What about Nikki? Nikki STK.
STK.
Yeah.
Nikki, they're building a Nobu in Atlanta pretty soon.
I see.
So I think Nikki's Nobu. Shit. Nikki Nobu.
Yeah. Nikki Nobu.
Nikki Nobu. That's it. Ooh, shit. That sounds good. Yeah, Nikki Nobu. That need to be the next change.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So how was your Valentine's Day?
I made some money.
You made some money.
So I'm single.
That is definitely the best Valentine's Day gift.
I lost some money.
Okay.
I'm a rapper.
You're an artist.
Artist.
Yes, artist.
Entertainer.
I like that. I like all that.
I like entertaining. So I made some money down in Miami. That's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
North Miami, West Side to be exact.
Love and hip hop, Miami.
Yeah. Love and hip hop.
So you're Haitian too?
By penetration. Oh, no.
Oh.
It's a joke.
Well,
it's a joke.
So for the people like myself who aren't as familiar, so Nikki Natural, what? Tell me about the name.
Okay, Nikki Natural. Nikki, that's my nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Natural, I just have an innate gift of giving, like, to do anything.
To do anything.
Like, I'm a natural at it. Like, whatever I do, it's gonna be like.
Now, when I first heard it, I was like, damn, Nikki Natural. That means that body is all real. That's what I got from it. Is it?
I had my breast done.
Okay.
That's it, but the booty is...
The booty is real. Okay, 100%. Cool. Because nowadays, I mean, people are capping about that.
Nah, I ain't no cap.
There's a lot
I need a natural size.
Yeah, it looks real. Like, if you, like when I saw it, I was like, okay, that looks legit.
Yeah, it's a natural size.
But
I went from A to C.
Okay.
For a little C. So I didn't want to... I just wanted to...
It looked like
it
a
made
natural
me happy.
C.
I didn't do it for nobody else but myself.
Okay.
Nobody. I was like...
You look good.
I was holding
you
on
look
to
good,
them,
Nikki.
To them,
Nikki Nobu.
I was holding on to them taxes. I'm like, dang, July. I'm like, damn, I still got my taxes. I'm keep pinching at it. I'm like, man, fuck it.
You're just going to get it done. Just go out there.
That's a real story.
So, what do you prefer?
What do I prefer?
Do you like the natural look or... The doctor.
I would prefer natural, but
you prefer natural.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
But nowadays you can't tell.
Yeah, nowadays you can't.
The doctors
tell.
Are getting good
today.
The doctors are getting good.
Yeah, I went to an amazing doctor.
Shout out.
Health is first. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
No
you gotta
cheap
be
job.
Careful though.
No cheap job.
No, I mean I think when you invest a lot of money and you go into health right now, if you're paying $600 for anything that involves putting something in your body, you risking it, buddy.
Yeah, you're risking it.
You're risking it, bucko.
Yeah. No. Seven bands.
Damn.
It's worth it.
7,000.
It's worth it.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
This is going to be on your body for the rest of your life. So right. You might as well go for the, you know what I'm saying, the big, you know what I'm saying, go high.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just like a tattoo.
They was like, girl, I know somebody do it for three. I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm good.
That motherfucker do it for three. How your
I
shit
studied
riding.
This doctor for a long time. Like, this the one right here.
Gotcha. So, Nikki Natural, DJ Creations, we in the big homie's house right now. So, we're going to start off with the first segment called The Porch. Right? We're going to get into the porch, talk about some current issues, whatever's going on out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, my first question for both of y'all, which gender is the biggest, are the biggest, bigger clout chasers? Right now, we're in the age of clout chasing. People are doing crazy shit on the internet, men and women. So, to y'all.
I'll say females.
Women got the bigger clout chasers?
Because when you scroll down your IG, what do you see?
I don't follow a lot of dudes. So, I'm... Look, if you go to my IG, you're going to see a whole bunch of ass cheeks anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
I've opened my Instagram in public, and you're going to see a bunch of ass cheeks.
And if you go on a female's IG, like, for if she was on
women,
her,
women follow women, too.
Women follow women. Oh, she cute. I like her outfit. It's Fashion Nova. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is.
That's how it is.
Who's clout chasing?
I mean, and you being a popping woman, you probably see it on both ends. Because you got niggas that's trying to impress you. To doing whatever to impress you. They trying to get in, slide in your DMs with crazy shit. You see your answer take a... Because you've seen a lot more. It's taking you a lot longer to answer. I get it.
It's like even. Everybody clout chasing.
What's the worst case of Instagram clout chasing you've seen? Or social media clout chasing, whatever.
Damn.
I got it. It was the chick sucking the gas pump.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Sucking the gas pump.
That shit is dangerous.
That's nasty.
Like, it's a bunch of shit you're not even supposed to do out of gas. You're not even supposed to let your car run. You put that motherfucker in your mouth.
Oh, I seen one thing. This girl, she licked the side of a garbage can or something, like a big one, for like $400. And she was like a pretty chick. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and then she did that shit and put her hand out like this.
But that sounds like she needed the money. I don't think it was fucking.
I don't know. It's something.
Yeah,
nah,
you
she
should.
Needed that.
She needed that.
That was a
that
clout.
Shit was nasty.
What type of clout you chasing for that? Mm-hmm. She needed that money.
$400. But $400 though.
She needed.
Would you do it for $400?
Hell no.
Exactly.
I would never do that
hell no.
Huh? She
did
needed
that
it.
Shit.
These pretty the girls.
Green,
I don't care how pretty they is. They be broke.
Shits.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them be broke.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, is that the epidemic now?
Yeah.
Pretty broke bitches?
What?
Well, no. I think we did talk about that last episode. The poverty pussy.
Poverty pussy is not the epidemic.
What's the epidemic?
Poverty pussy is not no epidemic. That shit is sad. Like, if you pretty, you need to know how to get a bag because you already pretty. So it's like, why are you broke?
I think.
Why you say it's an epidemic? Why?
Why are you?
Why
broke?
Is this happening? What is going on in the world?
Why? Are you...
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why? Like, why do you not have no money if you are a pretty girl? It just don't make sense to me.
Some people need guidance. That's why a lot of
girls. Or some people pussy be trash because you could be. Pretty,
but you don't even gotta fuck.
Right?
You don't even have to fuck these niggas.
And that goes back to I have a saying: clothes less, get fed.
Mm.
I've been celibate.
Please tell us about that.
I never heard.
Please,
that.
We need to hear this. Please tell us about that.
Clothes, legs, get fed.
Mm.
A nigga, I don't care. They love that chase.
They
if
do.
If it's easy, it's like, ugh, that was no challenge. Niggas got egos. They like, I'm gonna get this pussy.
Mm-hmm.
So you get whatever you can out of that nigga. When he just can't take no more about to rape your ass, you click.
Damn, you cutting it. That's a goddamn action movie. You cutting it kind of close.
you
cutting it kind of close. Goddamn.
Right
when he about to pull it out, you goddamn skirt. What the fuck?
No, seriously. Like, a lot of women gotta understand though. Once you learn your worth as a woman, a lot of women don't know their worth.
Mm-hmm.
See, I found my worth a couple years ago.
So what does that mean? Knowing your worth as a woman.
Just know that you the prize.
So niggas not the
day,
not the prize.
Don't matter how you look, who you.
Niggas not the prize. Is that what we saying?
Women,
y'all
come
never
on,
been a prize.
I hate to use the pussy power thing, but pussy power. Stop
pussy
playing. They be yelling bros over hoes. That's cap. Mm-hmm. Big cap.
What Future say?
It ain't no bros over hoes.
Ralph, my niggas, a lot of my bitch.
Hell no. Nah. You see how Lori got Future. Stop
that. Period.
He did write about 3 songs about her already.
Exactly.
God damn.
Ain't no bros over hoes.
It ain't.
That's it. Yeah. So bros over hoes is a facade. We getting that.
Definitely.
Bros over hoes is a facade.
You sweating.
Cause it is hot. The bamboo coming through.
You a little hot.
And then she said the pussy is power, nigga, losing all his all his authority in this motherfucker.
But Kodak, you already know that pussy.
The big
is power.
Pussy house. That's what this motherfucker gonna be.
Big pussy house.
It's coming soon. Gosh. Merch coming soon.
Clothes.
I like that. You need to trademark it. Make sure nobody steals
your
shit.
Hey, man, I got so many shits I'm about to get put on the shirt.
I just need the ladies to know that clothes legs get fed.
Mm-hmm. They do. I agree. Yeah.
I like that.
So we're going to put that on her guy.
Make that a song.
No, we're going to put that on her guy.
Don't be selling her shit. I'm saying when I make these little clips,
y'all know the clips I'm making. Clothes legs get fit.
That's fine, but let her put it on the shirt, not show it.
No, it's not gonna be on the shirt. I'm gonna say that for her. It's gonna be. Right. Matter of fact, I'll do it and I'll make her a partner.
Okay.
I got another one too.
What's up?
Woo-hoo. Don't tell him.
No, yeah. No, let's say it.
She
say it.
Knowledge.
Keep that shit.
The Nikki Naturals. Big Come homie Nikki. The big homie Nikki collection.
Broke needs to bring a bitch stock down.
What?
That is very true.
I didn't hear it.
That is very true. Broke niggas bring a bitch stock down.
Oh, they do.
And I will say, nigga.
Bitches bring a nigga stock down.
Yeah.
Look, niggas ruin a lot of shit. Right. You ever seen like a bad bitch with a nigga that's kind of bummy? And you like,
I see it all the time.
Yeah, you're not as high class as I thought you were.
But what is you? Are you trying to take them to Waffle House?
She don't know her words.
Not everybody go to Waffle House. Now,
but
some
what's
people,
crazy, I see it in Waffle House, what he talking about.
I will say, it'd be some bad bitches working at Waffle House.
No, it don't.
I don't know about
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
In Atlanta.
It'd be a bitch with no teeth.
Hold on. Wait, whoa. Time out. I think it's the difference between a bad bitch and a bitch that's fine.
Okay. What's the difference?
I think like Nikki is bad.
Okay.
But a person that's working at Waffle House, shit, that just might be fine. I think there are a lot more elements to going to being a bad bitch than being beautiful.
So what's the element?
A bad bitch is getting her own money.
Okay.
She's living a life that she wants on her terms.
Okay.
She has her own shit, regardless of the nigga. It's not attached to a nigga. It may be goddamn. Getting funded by it, but regardless, it's gonna come regardless.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's the money. What you're saying, with or without.
No, that's what I said. It's a difference.
it'd be fine
bitches that walk out. Okay. Don't be bad bitches that walk out. It's elements. So
she don't know
I misspoke.
Her
word. Yeah, she don't know her work.
Yeah, that's
I
why
she
don't
go to the Waffle House. You go to. So I don't see that.
I'd be riding around Atlanta. I'd be going to different fast food joints. It'd be bad bitches that
probably be at the white area.
Cody, I done seen the bitches you be fucking with. They do not be bad bitches.
That's true. Give my goddamn bumble. give me the bumble.
So let me just put that out there.
She said, Kodak, do not be talking to bad bitches.
You don't.
Wow.
You can, though, but you don't.
I'm hurt. I be in the time. You know what? This is not nothing new that you said, because you said on the early episode, I be fucking with bitches.
Who need you to eat? Fuck with bitches who don't need you to eat.
This is very
true.
Unless
you're gonna be hungry.
Like, bitch, I'ma eat regardless.
Yes, literally.
Like, I'm about to go eat right now. Me and Kiki about to go sit somewhere and eat right
horny
now.
Sometimes. The horny going
to be so
fuck
hungry.
With bitches who need
the horny.
Yes, fuck with bitches who do not
hungry.
Need you for food.
They be hungry.
And maybe
they
you will
do.
Fuck with a different caliber of bitches.
They do. They do. So they thank you for that
so
advice.
Sad.
That is sad. Some hoes be hungry. Hungry hoes.
But Kodak fuck with hungry hoes because he be hungry too.
And you know what a hungry hoe will take? Waffle House.
I'd be pissed if somebody talks about McDonald's and I'd be hungry.
Whatever. They want a burger.
What do you eat, Kiki?
A blonde and a
yeah,
burger.
Ask Kiki what she eat.
I
what
like to eat nice establishments.
She's so bougie. Look at her.
She STK.
At the very least.
First of all, look at this motherfucking coat, nigga.
STK.
Look at the fur.
How many elbows must die for you to be fly?
How many elbows? 50 of them. A lot.
I like that.
No, STK is cute. But there's way nicer places. Like, you could take a girl to Bones. That's all.
What is Bones?
That's a steakhouse. We can go.
Oh. That's where we're about to go right now,
actually. No, not right now, because... We're not dressed right.
There's another level to this?
No, I can't wear jeans. I can't. Neither of us are dressed right. You got to dress up. You got to have a coat. You can't go in there like
blazer.
That. Can't nobody go in there. In here. That's where the old money niggas
is. This shop
like
sounds racist.
There. I like to go to...
It's a whites-only establishment?
No. I just prefer not to go to places that are chains. I want to have an experience. I don't want it to be the same thing in New York, Vegas, Dallas, Houston, Chicago, everywhere. Yeah. You know, I want something in Atlanta. Right.
Yeah. I feel so poor. Okay. I feel so poor right now.
You are poor.
God damn, is this my show or not? Fuck.
Nope.
Damn.
But look. I love you, Kodak. Cheers.
Hell out of here. Get the hell out of here.
I love you.
But
you
I'm glad. Could you pass me the Coke? Could you no, will. Not the other. Yes, that Coke. Anyway, since I got you here, earlier this week, well, I think it was last week, Lil Baby's baby mother's sister or something had got into something on Instagram because she did not credit somebody for a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
She bought some jeans. And the person was like, hey, why you didn't tag me? Well, because you made me pay for them. And I need to know, because everybody in here is an influencer on a different level.
I want Nikki to go first.
Nikki, I think this is a good subject for you.
Yes,
so if somebody charges you full price for an item or whatever, clothing, mm-hmm. do you feel obligated to promo them? And if they ask, what do you say?
Listen. if you have a big following,
mm-hmm.
most likely you're using that following to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to spend my money, mm-hmm. I'm just a regular customer like mm-hmm. everybody else.
I agree.
Did you pressure every single customer that mm-hmm. bought something to post?
I agree, and that was my point. Like, if you, because I feel like a part of your brand is like you're an influencer, so people fuck with you to. Get to sell shit. So if I am spending money and you say, hey, you want to support black business, well, shit, I am a black business.
Right.
So if I got to, if me promoting you is a part of this business, shit, nigga, you should pay me too.
One hand washing like, the other type.
If we paying each other, you need to pay for this promo too.
Right.
You feel me? So, Drea,
I don't really, like a lot of females on the Love & Hip Hop Miami, mm-hmm. they like the, oh, if you need some promo, hit me up. Like, I don't be doing all of that.
You'll be soliciting.
Mm-hmm. I don't really like being on social media, mm-hmm. so then I got to go find your page, take a picture with your stuff, mm-hmm. like, and then I'm not even getting paid. I'm just getting it for free, mm-hmm. like, and I could have paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
And I really feel like, at this point, like, I'd rather just pay people.
Mm. Me too.
It cuts out so much of the bullshit.
So much.
It cuts out so
but
much of the bullshit.
But she paid, and she's still in.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, she paid for the shit. So, like, mm-hmm. that's where the transaction ends.
Right.
That's where the shit ends. So, you should say, oh, well, tag me in the post. No, nigga, you got to pay. Like, if you mm-hmm. want, if now you're asking
Give
for promo.
Give me a reason to tag you. Like, I don't pay full
like,
price for
like, all businesses have a promo budget like shit. So, if you want promo, shit, pay for it. Like, I had to pay for these jeans. Like,
right. It's a, yeah.
So, Drea, what do you think? Because I'm pretty sure you've been approached by this as well.
I mean, well, being somebody that has a lot of followers on social media.
800,000 to be exact. I'm just
like,
rough estimate.
It's like 200.
I'm about to. You fucking count.
It's like 200 and something thousand. You play too much. But anyways, being somebody that has a lot of
234,000.
You just went and looked? You annoying as fuck.
I did.
So anyways, yeah, I feel like that's annoying as fuck. Like, it's like, if you want to send me some shit, then cool, send me some shit. But you sent me that because you wanted to send it to me. Mm. I don't have to post the shit or promote your shit because you didn't pay me.
That's very true.
And then also on top of that, like, what about people that I actually buy shit from and I paid you for this merchandise?
Mm.
Like, I paid for this bodysuit. I'm being for real. Like, Fashion Nova, bitch, I paid for this.
We can see it, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and it got a hole in it. Y'all shit ain't even legit.
Damn.
This.
Yeah, Fashion Nova not going to sponsor me no time, so.
So, what I'm saying is, like, if I pay for something, I shouldn't have to tag you because I paid for it. Why do I need to tag you? That don't make sense to me.
Mm. Creation.
Yeah, I agree with her because the beneficial, if it's someone that's like high status,
mm-hmm.
they could probably possibly make you money
because
they promoting your shit. Niggas gonna look into it.
Yeah.
So that's like an investment.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? That it works out.
And I think, like, even on that level, like, even outside of just clothes and shit, like, it's people that I think all of us right now, they call right now, we're gonna be there for the free ski. Like, if Diddy called me right now,
for free ski.
Shit. Yeah, if Diddy called me right now, say, hey, I need...
You wear Sean John?
Yeah. Oh, what's
you
up?
You in that bitch.
I'm in that motherfucker, you feel me? I'm about to build a relationship. But everybody, people, networks don't be what they think they are for you to build a relationship.
Sometimes. It's not about the money.
Like, are you worth building a relationship with? Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying you, but I'm saying, like, other people. Like, niggas that be trying to do shit with you. Yeah. Like, are you worth me building a relationship? Damn, niggas, you okay?
For me?
Yes. The bamboo's winning.
The water went down the wrong way.
Damn.
Like, for instance, like, a company, like, it was like, hey, I want you to wear our wigs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to send you a free wig every month.
You got them problems.
And you got to go ahead and promote it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and okay, and how much are you going to pay me? They're like, the wig. I'm like, oh, so you think my brand is worth
a wig?
This $300 wig. No.
It's more than that.
I want the wig. I got to still pay to get this wig applied.
I want the wig and I want the money.
Right. So it's like, it's people don't understand the business. But
people do not understand
they open the, business,
the
they
value
they
of promo.
Right, promo.
Like. And I had this conversation with a few DJs and people in the industry as well. Like, indie artists don't understand that shit either.
Tell me about it.
Niggas, indie artists?
Indie artists, like independent artists. Yeah, like, niggas think they just going to, like... You just supposed to fuck
play
with
my
you.
Shit, nigga.
Yeah.
No, nigga.
It don't work like that.
It do not. No, nigga. Like, nigga, I need something.
Invest.
Cause like, well, niggas don't know. Like, even with the XXL freshman list, them niggas pay. Like, it's money attached to all
what
that shit.
What you mean they pay? They pay to get on the list.
Hey, man.
How much?
I just know niggas pay. It's money being exchanged at that level.
Hey, Cody, be careful with your words.
Hey, man, all this shit costs. All this shit costs. Hey, nothing in this industry free.
One on radio is 50 racks.
50 racks.
Yeah.
50 ball. So
50 ball for what?
Get your song. Hey, all this shit
on the radio?
Yes.
For real?
I tell you what.
Nikki looking like it. Yes.
You know what it is.
I'm an independent artist. And
it's 50 racks to get your shit on the radio.
Who you pay 50 racks to?
No,
you pay to the station, you pay to the label to get you to the station.
We exposing the truth on this motherfucker today, goddammit.
You pay to Clear Channel, you pay to whoever, but it's 50 racks. You want that record on.
So look, Cash.
People are getting low.
Cash, this shit costs. Indie artist. Y'all watching this shit? This shit costs. Cash costs.
That's a fuck.
Cash get a check for me every week.
Nikki don't want to talk about it no more.
She get another. She get another one today.
No, but I respect that. Like, I'm not about to talk about that shit.
But we just saying.
That's crazy. 50 bands to get your song
I'm talking,
on the radio.
But I'm just talking about on the.
That's like the press go around the U.S. Like you want the press go like in every like around all the urbans around the U.S. It's 50 racks.
It's like a press.
Now if you want to go to B103 and holler at Swamp and all them boys, that ain't a 50 ball. That's gonna be a personal.
You know, Kiki on the radio. She working the.
All right, goddammit. Y'all. bottom line, this shit costs. I don't know who Kiki is.
Nah, there's a lot of people think this. The people, like, the being an independent artist is like, oh, yeah, this shit costs, okay? Especially as a female, like, it's even more money because we are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you gotta get your hair done,
makeup,
outfit,
clothes, shoes. You can't come here. You
look nice today, though,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you
did.
You look very well put together.
How long did it take you to get ready today?
Is that
like
velvet?
2 hours.
2 hours?
He said, is that velvet?
I just got in from Miami at 5 this morning.
I showered and got my shit done in like 25 minutes.
We can tell.
Hey, you know, it's a quick. She been killing me all day.
For real.
She been killing me all day. You would not think.
But Kodak, no, I'm going to kill him every time.
She killing me, man.
I love to.
She love to fuck with me.
Sun on him.
And like, honestly, like, when I first came into the rap game, I was introduced to Birdman for Cash Money.
Mm-hmm.
And
how was that experience?
He was like,
because Cash Money not known for putting on too many females. I really want to know what the reason behind
I'm
this
tell
is.
You right
please
now.
Spill
that's
it.
On Nikki.
It's exclusive. It's some exclusive.
Did Cash Money put on Nikki or did Young Money put on Nikki?
I mean, it's the same. It's a brand as a whole.
Mm-mm. I think Wayne.
Wayne put on Nikki.
Yes.
Who Birdman put on?
Wayne. You right. Okay, let me retract my statement.
Jacquees.
Jacquees was like an R&B Wayne.
Jacquees is not a woman.
Not a
what is wrong with y'all?
Oh, female.
You
Not that I know her.
Nobody.
So
tell us your Birdman story.
So in Miami, that's The Hit Factory. You heard of The Hit Factory? Uh-huh. That's where I record over there with Birdman. But when I first was introduced to him, he was like, I came to him with one song, my That's Me song that I, I'm pushing right now.
He approached you like this?
And he was like,
yeah.
He was like,
real sayings like Birdman.
Your Nikki.
I fuck with your energy. You know, you remind me of my sister, but
you remind me
I don't want no female artists. Like, he told me straight up. He was like, it's too much.
Why? Hold on. When was this?
Last year.
That was the wrong year to be saying that shit. Because last year was the year to have a female artist.
But this is why I'm still around working with him. Mm-hmm. He was like, I don't want a female artist, but I'm going to help you, whatever you, with the studio, whatever you need. Like, I'm going to guide you. But it's a lot. Not only expensive, but the minds of the female in the game. Like, we don't want no female that's bouncing from click to click. Like, we don't fuck with these niggas, then our artists over here fucking one of these niggas got the set looking crazy. Like, he went into depth, like, kept it like 100. Like, females be grits. Like, they mind be fucking.
Do you
up.
Think, is that what you think? I mean, do you agree with
about I know my worth. Mm-hmm. So, that's what made him continue to work with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you and Bird still cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
I showed him my DM of, like, the entertainers and the NFL players, the NBA, who's in my DM, and they all, like, left on red because they're trying to fly me out. I call it the triple F effect. Mm-hmm. They want...
What's the triple F?
Please, school us.
School us, sis.
School us, sis.
It's the... There you go. The flight, the food, the fuck. Mm-hmm. And it's a rotation. Mm-hmm. I know my words. I like that.
I'm about to talk about that on my show. You gotta come on my show too.
You need to drop a book.
She popping. She got a popping podcast too.
Yeah, I do. You gotta come on my show.
So if you want to get to know David, oh, y'all want to get to know? No, you don't. If you want to get to know me, I'm a young woman. Come to me. Mm-hmm. I'm a lady. Come fly to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come see about me.
So
you are, checking for me?
So you're primarily in Miami or Atlanta right now?
I'm primarily in Miami, but I'm moving back to Atlanta like early April.
Okay, let's go. Yeah. Atlanta's popping. That's where most niggas want to be.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's your Birdman story. I think right now is a good time to be
a
female artist.
I like what she said. Yeah,
like, he saw the niggas left on red.
Especially like being a woman in the industry, even with me, like I'm not no rapper or anything like that, but you know, we got our podcast. We be on the radio. I feel like niggas try to come at you and be like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to fuck with you, whatever. But it's like, nigga, what are you trying to do for real?
Right. You know, I was like,
I don't give a fuck about fucking a nigga. Like, a lot of bitches be like, oh, I'm a fucking nigga just to say I fuck this rapper or this athlete or whoever. I don't want to fuck you to say that I fucked you.
That's true.
What are you trying to do for me? Are you really trying to fuck with me for real or not? Leave me alone.
Yeah. Niggas do just be out. That's what I said earlier. Like, niggas ruin everything.
Yeah, leave me alone. Niggas ruin everything.
Not all of them. I'm not going to make a blanket statement, but damn, niggas just be in the way sometimes. Like, think about this shit. Like, if you had
You trying to take bitches to Waffle House, so is niggas really in the way?
I take the bitches that deserve Waffle House to Waffle House.
Deserve.
That's what I'm saying.
Who does exactly? Go ahead.
Presentation.
I'm just confused.
Presentation.
I don't know who deserves Waffle House.
It's how you present.
You do not deserve Waffle House. Ain't no woman in here Waffle House caliber.
Nobody.
But who does?
But who deserves Waffle House? What makes you to that level to where he's like, okay, bitch, you don't deserve SDK. You deserve Waffle House.
Like we said earlier, everybody not going to make the All-Star game. Everybody don't make the All-Star game. Some motherfuckers barely making the practice.
If you look at somebody and say, you deserve Waffle House, why would you want to hang out with
them? Right.
They got a fat ass.
They got benefits.
They got a fat ass.
What's the benefit?
Fat ass.
You want to hang with somebody who got... Okay, so you just want to fuck.
Yes.
But that's trash. Like, I don't want to... And that's what I'm saying.
I'm trash at Beyonce's house.
I don't want to fuck with a nigga who just want to fuck me. Like,
you're not that type of woman, though.
But I'm saying I'm 27. Like, I don't want to fuck with a nigga who just want to fuck me.
Some people do.
That's trash.
Hold that. It just seems like you're messing with a lot of women. Well,
girl, he be having hoes twerking on this trend. You need to not put your hands on the table.
We clean the table sometimes.
Ladies that you're messing with, they don't love life.
Yeah.
And I'm saying they don't. You gotta love your vibe and you gotta live it fully every day. Mm-hmm. Love life. That's the acronym for that.
Love you gotta know your worth, like she said.
She dropping gems over there.
Every day.
I feel like I'm losing control. I gotta say some real toxic shit to get back in control.
Yeah. Because she right, though. You gotta love yourself and love your life. Like, you can't.
It goes back to the show, like, what I'm going through with the young ladies on Love & Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
They trying to paint me as this, like, arrogant, cocky.
What are you going through?
I just love my vibe, and I love myself.
Like,
I love myself. I can't love nobody else if I don't love myself. That's for anybody. Yeah.
From what we talked about so far, you got a real positive vibe.
I do.
And motherfuckers be trying it. Basically, that shit.
That's it.
So we just.
There's some people can't take the way I love myself. So some people can't take it. It's like, she loves herself too much. That's arrogant. That's cockiness. Nah. I know my worth. I love the woman I'm becoming.
Mm. So for the people that, like, you know, may not have that, because I think, like, me, I've never really faced self-esteem issues as an adult, right? But I see people that they look up to, they look up to entertainers and see, like, oh, well, if you wouldn't do it, like, let's say Lizzo, for instance. People look up to Lizzo and be like, well, if you, I'm not going to slander Lizzo. I'm not going to do it this time.
I do the radio with you and you hate Lizzo.
I'm not, but look, but people look up to Lizzo.
She's made some changes.
People hate her, though. But what I'm saying is,
people always slandering her.
People look up to Lizzo. They be like, oh, well, if Lizzo wasn't doing this shit, then, you know, I'd be wooty with the root. And, like, you know, people like Lil Nas X for coming out as at his peak as is gay. Mm-hmm. So people see this and see representation in industry. So for people that need those self-esteem issues, where do you think, like, you come in when it comes to helping those people? Like, how do you think you can help people with self-esteem issues? What word of advice do you have for them?
My acronym. You gotta love your life. Mm-hmm. Love your vibe. If you don't, you send home and it's the vibe or the people around you. That plays a major part. The energy that's kept around you. If that energy is throwing you off, you gotta eliminate people because it's clouding your judgment on yourself and how you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just some people, they just have to really sit and analyze their life. I'm an observer. Like, I observe everybody around. I'm in the room. I'm just observing everybody. Like, I can kind of, like, see the vibes and if my vibe is like, oh, like, if I'm not comfortable around you, a lot of people, they put themselves in uncomfortable situations, and they don't know how to remove themselves. So it kind of, like, throw every their path of life. If you continue being around these same people with the bad energy, you're going to always have bad energy. So just got to start with your circle first.
Okay, so I'm going to get to you on the start. But I know, like, you know, sometimes, like, in life and in general, like, it's hard to get out of those bad situations because it's like, if shit keep going left, it's hard to try to push it right. Even when it comes to, like, thinking positive, it's hard to think positive when shit is fucked up. So what advice do y'all got for people that are trying to get out of that negative space in life shit is going fucked up?
My thing is just keep reminding yourself, like, how far you got here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what it take to get to the spot? You know what I'm saying? The hard work, that dedication, everything. So you just gotta keep reminding yourself, damn, this is what I came here for. You know what I'm saying? So that will open up, you know what I'm saying, to be positive. You know what I'm saying? Get you out of the situation. Because, you know what I'm saying, there's gonna be rainy days. And it's gonna be sunny days. You know what I'm saying? It's how you deal with this shit.
Yeah.
So that's my thing.
How do you advise people to get out of their fucked up mind state?
Pray.
That too.
Get on the knees, baby.
Always a good
pray. Yeah. Prayer is everything. Yeah. I'm a Christian woman at the end of the day, and I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't believe in God, hey, you gotta pray.
Yeah.
But if you don't believe in what you're praying in, don't expect no change.
Mm-hmm. So the change starts from within.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're just getting off Valentine's Day, right? So I want to talk about a popular trend, a negative popular trend that's going on in dating. Let's talk about ghosting.
What
the fuck is that?
Ghosting. Like, when you're talking to somebody and they just fall off the face of the earth.
That actually happened to me.
You?
Yeah.
You?
You?
He gotta be in jail or something.
They just fell off. So what the has that happened to you before? Or have you ever ghosted somebody?
Of course.
Both ways you go to somebody. Like
if it, you know what I'm saying, you meet somebody and you thinking it's a certain way, but later on they switch up, it's like, I'm out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get out of here.
No, I got ghosted. Like
you got ghosted. You too
who
bad.
Was talking.
You too bad to be getting ghosted.
No, it was dates. He was courting me, like, you know, like
taking you to STK and all that shit, huh?
Yeah. That was our last day, STK.
Oh shit.
STK. And I came here to Atlanta. He was like, oh, when you come back.
Was it Atlanta, nigga?
Miami. He was like, I got a Chanel bag for you waiting because you're such a great woman. I'm like, did I get Chanel?
The big cat was
in. You get the cootie? Oh, I love this one. So, anyway, so I'm like, so when I got back, I ain't hear from him. So I'm like, dang. I'm like, texting him, like, you know, I don't care about the Chanel, like, because he was a good person. Like, yeah, he got it. It's cool. I thought he was, like, probably, like, lying.
Panicking and shit. Yeah.
So I text him that, like, dog, it's cool. Like, I can get my own Chanel, like, but I like you for you. You ain't got to buy me. Hit up his homeboy. Yo, what? No response. He just, like, disappeared. Like.
You still ain't heard from him?
No. What y'all think?
What you think
happened
to
him? That's creepy. I don't know. Like,
how did you meet him?
His homeboy. He DM like, man, because he don't have no social media. So he be on his homeboy social media.
Oh, wow. That's something. That right there.
Red flag.
That's a red flag right there. Why is he doing all that?
I think that's creepy.
He don't have social media. So his homeboy was like,
how old is he? He was old nigga?
No, like 26.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was like, my homeboy, bitch, he be on my page and he saw you and I want to set y'all up on a little date.
So why he didn't give you contact? Like,
no, what you mean?
Like, you had the number?
I had his number. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We went on dates, everything. Okay. I came.
How long was this last year?
Huh?
How long, like, was.
We was on dates for like 2-3 months. Like, 2 months.
Damn, that's weird. That
no,
nigga
but
probably had
it
a
was
family.
No sex, nothing. Yes, like nothing. Did we he didn't have sex or nothing.
He probably had a family. That nigga was.
That's what I said.
Either. I think so too.
That nigga
he
had
probably
a family.
Had a family.
But yeah.
So niggas ain't shit, man.
The clothes ass get fat.
Niggas ain't shit.
He gave up.
But you wasn't trying to get a coochie up because you said clothes legs get fat. So you was
probably
closing the legs.
He probably got caught.
That's what I think.
I think he got caught.
But dang, the homeboy could have been like, dog, you know, like, nobody ain't saying nothing. Like, he good. I'm like, is he, just tell me he good. Nothing.
Nobody said nothing.
Ghosting is trash. That shit is emotional.
Like,
abuse.
I'm over him. Like, I'm like, dang. Like, I'm over. I just want to know he all right. Because he was a good guy.
He was
funny.
Cool.
Handsome. Like, what's going on? Where you at? I hope you ain't, like, trash. I know he was a street nigga, too, so I'm like, dang, I hope he all right. That's all I was trying to do.
Didn't get caught up in no shit.
Right.
He might bump into him.
Yeah, you might see him outside.
Hey man, I'm gonna say this shit on camera, man. Ghosting is toxic, babe. That shit is very toxic. I realize I like messing with toxic bitches. I don't know.
You a toxic nigga. I know you.
Nowadays they admitting to it too.
I'm toxic. What are my toxic traits, Drea? Tell me.
I mean, okay, first of all.
What you say?
What do you mean? What's your toxic? That's you her like
go
toxic
first.
Women.
Yeah.
What's a toxic woman?
Yeah.
What
break
is a
break
toxic,
it down.
What is a toxic woman to you?
Me?
No.
I think ghosting is the number one toxic trait. Because every time I'm with a chick, the main thing I ask is communication. Because I know I'm busy, and I know you're doing your own thing. I just want a little bit of communication. A text takes 5 seconds to send, my nigga.
Send that Addy, we gonna fly.
If
she
that.
Got nigga. If she responded back, she got nothing.
And then the bitches I keep falling for. Like, what the fuck? Like, I went.
But you like all that be up in here twerking and shit.
I like looking at twerk.
Everybody, no, you like
do
the
niggas,
hoes that
niggas don't
twerking.
Like that. They just like.
He like that.
No, so say what you gonna say. Fuck us. You being toxic. Toxic motherfucker.
They like to be entertained by that, but they ain't calling that they woman.
Facts.
Nah. Kodak will.
I will not. Yeah. I will not. Well, first of all, we're not gonna slander the people that come in here dancing.
At home,
because we need more of y'all. So if y'all want to come up here,
no, not slandering them, here, but I'm saying like
we not slandering them, but I feel like where's your stuff love?
I love ass. I love ass, and I know I love myself.
And I'm about to get slandered on Kodak Page because I know he gonna make this.
Cause
a clip.
No.
He gonna make this a clip.
You damn right. So give me something to make a clip.
It's a good one.
I make some good clips, goddamn.
So I just feel like, yeah, like why is you up in here twerking on the table? You ain't making no money.
Cause I wasn't making money going to the other places, girl. I just had to do it. I had to hop up there. Had to get on that pole. Had to twirl it around, and they didn't know what was under this.
So you an advocate for the girl,
Drea?
I'm just an advocate
look,
for people.
We
not
are not
money
trying
hole,
to.
Okay?
Slander people from getting on this table.
And I'm not slandering nobody neither, but I just feel like...
You sure?
You a goddamn hater.
I'm sure. Like, I'm not personally like slandering, like, you shouldn't be up here. I'm just saying, I know guys, they like to see it, but yeah, they're not openly like, yeah, that's my girl up there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a little...
Right?
They would never say that.
Hello, guys.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hello, guys.
So are you saying niggas don't date strippers?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, they do. But I personally, take it how you want it. I feel like a guy, okay, if you meet a girl in a strip club, that's fine. Like, but she mm-hmm. shouldn't be in there alone.
Mm-hmm.
If
you fuck with her,
I ain't gonna lie. I feel
you
like
have to be a provider.
When I see women that be having their OnlyFans shit up there, and they be saying, "Oh, me and my boyfriend," I'm like, wait.
Yep, exactly.
You playing with your pussy on this Android phone?
And you got a boyfriend?
And you got a boyfriend?
Yo, Valentine's
Day. Not on
Day.
The Android. He didn't even upgrade you to
no,
iPhone 11.
No, I be saying that shit, and I be seeing women that, and I said this shit. I said this shit yesterday.
So nasty.
How you trying to sell sex on a fucking Android phone with terrible camera quality? That is a part
that's
of your. That is a part of your image.
But some.
So if you was fucking with a girl and she wanted to sell pussy, or I
would not.
I
that is not
pussy.
A girl I'd be fucking with.
Well, okay, so if you was fucking with a girl and she wants to be an OnlyFans, you wouldn't get her a better camera? You wouldn't, like, upgrade her phone?
And that's another thing I want to
record that shit
about.
On my phone.
Yeah, some girls, they just happy being, like, strippers. Like, some...
I don't know. How many happy strippers like we know? How many happy strippers we
know?
Because I know a lot of strippers, and they said this shit in the past on this show, trying to get out the strip club. That shit
well, from back
money.
In the day, like, I'm not gonna lie, I knew some happy strippers.
They don't have to do a lot. Like, it's some strip clubs, they don't even have to get naked. Like,
yep. In Houston, I'm from Houston. In Houston, strippers do not have to get naked. Like, you could literally make a bag.
According to the strippers that have been on this show, strippers are not making that money no more.
But I'm telling
they
you.
Not.
That's what they said. Tiny and goddamn Risha.
Well, that's different. But what I'm saying is...
What you saying?
That's different.
Being from Houston, you don't have to get naked to make money.
Are they still making money in Houston?
Probably not now.
God damn it. That is it. So shout out to the broke strippers of Houston.
I just feel like you shouldn't be a stripper no more, period. I do agree. Lex said this on our podcast. She was like, I feel like if you stripping right now, you should just do OnlyFans. And
it
I agree.
Seems to be more profitable.
It's safer. Yeah. If you enjoy stripping and that's what you want to do,
right?
You know, it's safe. I feel like it's safe.
Because you can do it in the comfort of your home.
You know what's crazy? Pimp C called this shit back in 2004.
He did.
Don't gotta get no pussy.
But I'm not, you know.
Get no tricks, no pussy.
I'm not shading none of that shit.
I'm not shading it, and I'm not pushing women to go that route. Like,
girl, come on.
I feel like
what do you think women could make the most money out of doing that's safe and legal?
Doing something that you're happy about. Like, with
your passion.
She said she likes to rap. So she's a rapper.
I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
Hold on, goddamn! I got a bachelor's in criminal justice. Give me some shit.
I have a bachelor's degree in communication.
Ooh, these motherfuckers in here educated.
But Kiki have a bachelor's degree too.
I do it in journalism and sports administration.
All these motherfuckers in here degreed.
Public health.
It's STK.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
That's why we say these women. This is a bunch of STK women in here.
But so do what you're passionate about.
Passion.
I agree with her.
Like, my passion, I'm a medical massage therapist. I love mm-hmm. making people feel good. And that's why I kind of turn to the music. Because it's like, ooh. And I like, I'm an actress. I love mm-hmm. acting. So it was like, ooh, I don't got to do massage right now. But I like acting. And I feel like music, it exposes Nikki mm-hmm. Natural. My name is Naisha. I'm Naisha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in a book.
No, your name is Nikki Noble.
But Nikki Natural.
Nikki Noble.
When I hit that stage, yeah, it's so fun. And I just the love I'm getting from everybody is amazing. So. Mm-hmm. That's me, you know, that's my song that I'm pushing.
And that's what you should do, because at the end of the day, if you ever have to fall back on using your degree,
right,
you can fall back mm-hmm. on that. But right now, it's like you young, you fine.
Right.
If I want to be a rapper.
And it's time for the women, man.
Yeah.
You got to strike by the iron. It's hot.
Yeah. Woo! And I think, like, you know, once it gets to that point where you're further along in your career, you can say, well, this is what I do also. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be, I think right with, you got a criminal justice degree, you know, you can go into advocacy, working with the city, say, hey, this is, I want to represent these people that look like me, come from the same background as me.
And that's exactly
You know, because that's what I do. I like working with at-risk youth. Right. I like working with kids that may have, home problems that may translate to issues in their social life and in the schools. So that's those type of kids I like working with. Like mm-hmm. it started off heavy. Like when I was working in Charlotte, I was working with kids like that had the fucking ankle monitors. On. Mm-hmm. So and these kids are either in the system already or about to go there. So, you know, there's an avenue for shit like that. So I'm glad you jumped into that lane.
And the reason I jumped into it was the Emmett Till story. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to go ahead and do the criminal justice because I wanted to be a defense attorney for people that's unlawfully, like, in jail for a pound of weed, 10 years, fine. Yeah. Like, you understand? Stuff
when,
like
when
that.
When that shit getting legal in most of the country now.
For stuff they didn't do. That's what I really wanted to do. But
I think once you build, and that's what I learned coming out of college, like, because I came out with a bachelor's in communications, and I realized once I got in there, I was like, damn, everybody that's up in here doing different shit, so let me go back and add to what I'm good at, and then build on it from there, so I was able to use my platform to get in certain spaces and speak for certain people, so shit, you know, shout out to you, yo, Chris.
Shout out to you, too, everybody in here with them degrees.
Getting it.
Baby. We all got degrees, period.
Getting it.
Shout out to family, they took all my money, man.
I feel like that's where people look at you and they be like, I just feel like she cute, she pretty, whatever. But they don't even know what you have underneath the surface. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a prejudgment. Like even with guys, they be like, oh, I want to take you out, but I know I ain't got enough money.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
But bitch, I can make my own money. I have a whole
right. I hate that. It's like it shows like. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not going to not date you because you're working at Walmart. Mm-hmm. I'm going to not date you because you think you can't afford a girl like me.
Because your mindset on it.
Right.
That
the mind. It's all about your mind.
And sometimes things are so
bad. That's a woman. A woman.
Look, sometimes it's say baby,
Kyle. Be careful. Yeah, just be careful because sometimes their hearts are pure gold and their bank accounts are just.
Well, he said he couldn't afford it. He's like, I can't. He said
he thought he couldn't, and he definitely couldn't.
He said
he
couldn't.
Would you turn down somebody for that?
Yes.
For what? How I know what's in his bank account?
But when he visited, he said, I don't got it. Like, that's going to be an issue.
Yes, I would turn him down, not because he doesn't have the money, but because he lacks confidence.
Yeah.
Some niggas don't be having no money. They are really confident. It's astonishing, really. But,
astonishing.
Yes, it's astonishing. This but sometimes
my best
they have
friend,
it.
I love her.
Or they're good actors.
Huh?
Or the good actors.
Yeah, some of y'all are really good at that. And it's like, stop playing your talents right here with me and my feelings. Go down to the studios. Yeah. Audition for something. Make a dollar. Something that we can do with this.
You can hear the opulence in her voice.
Opulence.
It just sounds
that is
so.
That is the word for the day.
You sound so. Why she's SDK.
Decadence. Opulence.
You do got pearls in your throat, sis.
Jesus. It's so well.
She
sounds like
and
wealth.
And whatever this is.
And look at the
call.
Look at the beautiful
bamboo.
Gown.
Look at that.
That bamboo is no joke.
Yeah. Ooh. So, we're going to our next segment. Facts or cap? So, we got two questions for y'all.
Caps,
so, right.
All caps if it's wrong.
Freaknik 2020. They say it's coming back in the form of a festival in Atlanta. 3-day fest. So, Freaknik 2020. Are you here for it? Facts or cap?
Cap.
You're not here for it?
Because it's not going to be the same.
It's not.
It's going to be more security.
Nikki, what you think? You here for Freaknik?
Yes!
Fuck that, first of all.
But she can perform.
For real.
That is, she answered for
the
you know what? All right, my nigga. Yeah,
that's
you know what?
As
a Miami artist performing at Freaknik, yeah. Okay, I get it.
I get it.
But I think for the people that's expecting original 1996 Freaknik, you are out of your fucking mind.
Why would you be expecting 1996 Freaknik?
Because when people
when people
use that name, and I've seen it happen for the past 10 years. Like even when I was in college, people were like, "Oh, we're bringing Freaknik back," but it was just a bunch of club shits. Like it wasn't the real Freaknik.
Like, so this time it's supposed to be like a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Like Keisha is not having that shit.
Oh, they had it last year.
Yeah, they did.
And then they promoted it as a family event.
Yeah, like they said it's gonna be a family thing. They said it's gonna be a family event, like with kids and shit.
Kids, why they name it
the only part that involved kids in the original Freaknik was the kids that was being made in the middle of the street
or being swallowed.
Oh,
that's my mama them era.
And I,
sorry,
your mama them. Hold on, bitch.
Freaknik. I wasn't around for Freaknik.
I was around, but I was like,
you was probably created during Freaknik.
That was in my
what
era.
What year was that?
96 was the last year of Freaknik.
Yeah, nah, I wasn't around.
But niggas are expecting.
I was born in 92, so maybe I was created during Freaknik.
I just remember hearing it in passing, like, cause I was here, so I was like, I remember hearing it in passing. Like,
when were you born?
I was born in 90.
Oh, that was before your time.
Yeah, I was like, but I was
old
like,
old nigga.
Shut up, Dre. I'm older than him.
Oh, backfire. Got him.
Shut up. I done told you about this 3 times today.
You don't look like it.
Thank
so
you.
When is the
She's
Freaknik?
So beautiful.
Yeah, it's
right?
Supposed to be happening this spring.
You don't
spring.
Turn ugly at 30.
April. You said April?
Yeah. April or May. Sometime this spring.
Hey.
But so if this happens, are y'all going to be a part of the festivities?
If I wouldn't be mad to be here.
Yes.
If you perform, I would be out there like, yeah, bitch.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
If I get bored,
I guess it's not
going to
be cute, but
I'm going to
do it anyway.
Bitch, I'm going to be outside. I'm going to be outside.
Yeah. Are you, so you're a pop smoke stand account?
I'm Pop Nikki.
Anyway.
I like her.
So this is your number one fan. Yeah. We found her today. So, next, facts or cap. Would you smash the homie if given the chance?
What homie?
Any homie. Any homie you find attractive.
I have.
Any homie you find attractive.
What you mean, like my dude, homeboy?
No. One of your friends. One of your, well.
Someone you put in the friend zone.
My friend?
Not in the friend zone. Any friend you find attractive. And I'm going to say yes. That is big facts. I think it's different for niggas, though.
Yeah, it's different.
Explain.
Cause niggas don't like. I would fuck any of my fine friends in an instant. Like if it didn't complicate the friend.
So Nikki, you ain't never smashed a homie, ever.
One of your friends.
See,
your guy friends.
I'm a relationship girl. Like look, the thing is, like that's why I've been celibate so long. 2 years. February 14 makes 2 years. I haven't had sex.
Finger strong in the motherfucker.
Because like it's the same like when if I'm not in love with a person, I'd rather masturbate. Like it's the same feeling. Like when you in love.
Starship get a lot of your money, huh?
Who?
Starship.
Never had a dildo in my life.
Whoa, your
fingers strong. Oh, I was gonna say, bitch, we got a code for you because she be having the codes.
Oh, for the coupon code? Yes, sir, we'll talk later. Never.
You don't go to sex stores?
Never in my life had a
what?
Dildo.
Oh,
ever?
Tracy's dog.
So you just be doing fingers?
Never. No fingers. I don't like fingers. I don't like when nobody fingers.
What? So you just.
I don't want to tell y'all what I do.
Okay, it's personal. I don't want to know what you do, but like. I don't want to know what you do, but when you don't be cooking with niggas, you don't be doing nothing.
Yes, but it's something that.
You must box or some shit or shoot.
You just like to scissor.
It's just
somebody
weird.
Somebody else, a friend.
Do you like fucking bitches?
Mm-mm.
You don't like scissoring or nothing?
No.
Whoa.
I don't have to do that.
You rap?
So what
is that what you do? You rap?
You just rap.
It's rap. She just raps. Fuck it, I'm horny. I'm finna hit the booth.
I'm finna
hit the booth.
I'm a relationship girl.
I'm about to get in the
I like
booth.
To be in love, to have sex. I don't just want to, I don't just get horny because somebody's
fuck
good
that.
Or.
Right. What's that dick stand up?
So you don't never just look at somebody and be like, damn, bitch.
Yeah, they fine, yeah, but not like, oh, I want to fuck. Like, no.
But even when you're like by yourself, maybe you just had a lonely day and you're just like, whew.
Nigga, you different.
Yeah, I mean,
you
yeah.
different. I jack off when I get bored.
Okay,
I got time to kill.
30 minutes? What's
up? I got a spare half hour.
Cody, we got surprised.
Right on strong.
Anyway.
Right on strong to the bitch.
So, for real? How do you live with you just never look at people and be like, damn, like, you fine.
Drea, yeah. you ask her all these questions. Have you smashed a homie, Drea?
Have I what?
Have you smashed one of your homies?
One of my homies, or have I smashed a homie?
A homie. One of your homies.
Not one of my homies.
Who's... So it was one of the homies?
I definitely have fucked a nigga.
A nigga that was your friend, nigga?
No.
That was a nigga friend?
I definitely fucked a nigga who was cool with a nigga that I ended up fucking with later. Yeah. And I'm sad about it. It's unfortunate.
Creations, have you smashed? Do you have any female friends that you would smash?
Of course.
I think all niggas got that. But women be different, yo. They be like, I don't want to mess up the friendship. It's not going to mess up the friendship on my end. Like,
what?
I'm cool with it. I'm good. I could eat your pussy right now and not have no complications. Like,
well, I know how to control myself. So
we got to, because like, if she say no, I say no. But like, even right now, asking will
and
fuck it up.
If you ask her for sex, that fucks up the whole
thing. Yeah, I'm saying, like, asking will fuck it up. It's over.
I let them make that decision.
Yeah.
Oh, what you doing right now? Oh, I'm at the crib. Can you come over? That's a different story right there. That's on her. That's on decision. Her.
That means she shot at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shoot the shot because you're my friend.
But we could be friends.
So, Nikki, you ain't never fucked nobody who was cool with somebody that you fucked with.
She's a relationship girl.
That's real.
I've been in a long relationship.
Yeah, that's real.
I can count on one hand the guy.
Because I definitely have.
That's love right there.
I felt bad about it, though, after.
How long did you feel bad about it?
2 days.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kitchen. We're going to move into the kitchen because both of y'all is in the music industry. So let's talk about this new music that Nikki Natural is working on.
That's me. That's the name of my song.
Oh.
It's the 2020 Women, the anthem for the women.
I think, you know, what's crazy.
I need that shit so I can post it in my Snapchat.
It goes
is it streaming yet?
Let me do the first bar.
Is it streaming yet?
Ooh, she got bars.
This is why it's the 2020 anthem for women.
Spit that shit.
Y'all hoes ain't in my league. Bad bitch, do what I please.
Mm.
Nigga wanna leave, he can leave. Mm. I'd rather be fuck nigga free.
Yeah.
Y'all hoes fuck for the free.
Ooh.
You gotta pay a fee for this pee. Mm. I'm talking about a fee you can't reach.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a fee like big meat.
Ooh.
Birthday new set of keys. Now that's big dick in a G.
Ooh, bring out the fucking bumboo.
We love that.
He say he wanna love me for me.
Yeah.
I told him fuck love. What a cheese.
Ooh.
I put his ass on him, he can't breathe.
Mm.
I put his pussy on him, he can't breathe.
Ooh.
Broke boys ain't in my league.
Ooh.
Dummy wanna leave, he can leave.
Mm.
That's the intro.
Big four energy.
I like that. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, man.
That's the intro.
That's the intro.
We need
caption.
We gonna need that. Yeah, that was full of a bunch of fucking
caption. Hold on. She said one thing. I'm like, bitch, that's the Instagram caption.
Is it streaming? Is it on Apple Music Tidal?
Are we working on that? It should be this week. What today? This week it should be on all
platforms. I need that.
Okay, so by the time this comes out, it's going to be on all platforms.
This week. Right, and my video is out on YouTube.
The video is out?
Yep, the video is out. Yeah. I did a tease video, and then I did the official video.
Okay, cool. Because I'm going to let this slip. I've been talking to Screen about this past 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have this motherfucking cypher. Right here.
Okay.
Right here in First Class Studios.
I'm
building my team. I'm not gonna let y'all know who else on the team. But I've been building
we
that motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, this motherfucker about to go off. So I don't know, Nikki. I might need you on
that.
I might need you on the motherfucker.
I like that though. That was good.
And like I said before, it's the year for female artists.
Yes, it is.
I just watched the Harley Quinn movie. They had a bunch of female artists all through
really?
That motherfucker. Yes, yeah. That Doja Cat had Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Shit, they had a bunch.
They were in the movie?
No, they had for the soundtrack.
Okay.
They were on the soundtrack. They had Normani. She was on the motherfucker. So it's like, when you think of female artists, I think, shit, this the year.
Yeah.
Rico Nasty killing this motherfucker. Who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting somebody?
We're about to die.
We're forgetting Nicki Natural.
Yes.
Period.
Nicki Natural.
I'm about to
next up.
So you just we know you got the bars out here. So, what like outside of that, what can we expect from Nick? Like, what's one artist you want to work with going into 20? Well, as we go further into 2020.
I gotta work with Megan, man. I feel like I kind of like my flow a lot. It's kind of like her. I gotta like, we just got that boss. Like, she be talking that shit. Like. Yeah. I feel like we'll make a dope-ass track.
I think so. Like, you talking about a dope boss from Houston, a dope boss from Abbey. Those two big-ass staples in the music industry. I think that should be dope.
Definitely. It's going to happen, actually.
As a DJ, would you be looking forward to that track?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
She got them knees.
Whose knees are stronger, yours or hers?
Meg. She like 5'11". Yeah, she's big there. Knees. I mean, in a good way.
Yeah, No. We're not dissing Meg. We love Meg.
I'm honest. I'm not a twerker. If you come see my show, like, you don't expect me to be. Nah.
Yeah.
I'm like more of a. My vibe on stage is more Missy Elliott.
If you could compare your
it's
style.
It's still that sexy, but it's still like. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, you know what I said about Missy? I didn't realize Missy was sexy till I got older. But I think that's because...
like you, Missy?
Like, I'm saying, like, as far as when I feel like I got to practice on my stage. Mm-hmm. I feel like I be doing a lot, but then I'm like, this me.
Yeah.
Why pull back?
I don't think it's more pulling back. I think it's perfecting.
It's perfect. I gotta perfect what I do.
You're gonna do what you do regardless. But even what we do in our natural state, like you gotta perfect it. Make sure it's tight.
I'm not gonna because all this happened. So I just started rapping like 6 months ago.
Oh.
6 months.
Damn.
Yeah, loving hip hop.
And it just blew up.
Everything just
so what were you crazy. Doing before you got, like, popping? Because it's like, shit, somebody would have
I was about
to
open my spa, my medical massage spa.
So how did you get popping, though? You just got popping through Instagram?
I ended up going through something here in Atlanta, and I moved to Miami. Mm. And I was about to open my spa. I was, instead of opening in Atlanta, I was going, let me just open it in Miami. And I went in the building, and it was, like, some mediocre little building. I'm like, hell no. This ain't my vision. How the hell? I called my business partner. I'm like, how much money we need to open like this division? Cause I already had my plans, everything out. It was like, we don't need like at least $3 million. I'm like, I ain't got no $3 million. I said, no, I'm for the rap, and I'm dead ass serious. I'm off for the rap and get this money. I'm gonna build my name. Where once the name is built, people gonna want to fuck with the massage shit.
Mm-hmm.
But off the name, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's love.
And I knew I could do it. I knew I could rap.
Mm-hmm. Fuck it.
By having a natural gift to do anything.
The Nikki natural.
Nikki natural.
So, yeah, that's how I got into the rap. I'm like, made a few calls. I knew the guy. He was like, I know Birdman. I could take you over there. I'm like, Birdman ain't for the sign me. I don't got no music. So we went in the studio. We did one song. We went over there with one song to Birdman. He was like, okay. But she got to get the music. I'll help out, but I don't want no female artist.
Yeah.
You think he'll eventually pull the trigger and sign it?
Yeah, if I come with a hit, he'll be like, hey, all right, this one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really see if, I don't know if he have that passion like that for the music. I think he kind of want to chill.
Yeah.
I get that chill.
You think now he just want to chill, like he not really into music like that no more?
He's into the music, but he want a real back, he's real backseat with it. Mm. Like, real, like, he chilling.
Yeah,
but I feel like you got the look and everything. Like, you could really do this shit.
No, I'm going to do
it. For real.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to do it. Because it's fun. Too.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, you ain't
And you can
fun.
Make the money. Like, it's
the money.
First of all, you bad as fuck. Then you can make the money. Why not?
Yeah. It's a little, like, people, I got a better chance by just surrounding myself with people that I know and just being the woman that I am, the mentality that I have and the focus that I have. So it's nothing.
Yeah,
because
you ain't out here trying to fuck with niggas. You trying to get your bag up.
Yeah. I'm focused.
Yeah.
Creation, what you working on?
So I'm working on a lot of things. Right now, I DJ for Jamie Foxx sometimes. And I DJ for
You just gonna casually drop that in there?
Yeah. For real. Be like, I'm just DJing for Jamie Foxx. Oh, ain't nobody.
Yeah, just Jamie. I just did something at Copper Cove. I don't know if you heard of that spot. It's Mr. Rugg's spot. Yeah.
No, we was we was there for DJ Screen birthday party.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
So yeah, I did
that you didn't invite me.
Fuck, I knew she was gonna say that shit. I apologize. It was my mistake. I thought you were gonna be out of town.
Yeah, so I've been doing that, and then I'm building my team. So I got my team with me. I got JD the host and my boy Fat Pat right here.
What up, fellas?
Hi guys.
What's good? How y'all doing?
So we just trying to drop more events, keep going. I'm in the I don't know if you heard the spot called Zari. I was there last night.
Okay.
I'm there on Sundays. I got this after hours spot called Addis. I'm there.
Shout out my boy Steez.
Steez, yeah. So, and I'm gonna be in Rolling Loud this year.
Miami.
Yeah.
It's gonna be in your city. So I got it.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta connect. You know?
Get some things
going. But yeah, I've been DJing at Aldo at Lenox Mall.
Okay.
So I'm the official DJ for Aldo. I'm the first DJ ever.
Wow, yeah. That's so dope.
First black African American.
Yes.
Yeah. Album.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. Congrats, young king.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, before we get out of here, anything else y'all want to tell the people what y'all got going on? Any other moves? Nikki, where can they find your music?
Right now, SoundCloud, YouTube, go crazy. My webpage is iamnikkinatural.com. Yeah, SoundCloud, you don't get a lot of music from me. That's just my beginning music, and it sounds amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. So, for sure. Yeah, connect. Sir.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
It's SoundCloud, and this week, That's Me, the song I just spit for y'all, should be on all platforms.
Cool.
By the end of this week.
Yeah, well, by the time this come out, it's going
to
be...
When you move into Atlanta?
April 1st.
All right, so we got to, get you music
out
there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you Aries.
No.
No, she said she moving to Atlanta.
I'm a
April
Pisces.
1st.
My birthday, March.
I thought she was a Taurus.
Me?
Almost.
You a Pisces? I'm a
Bill. Me?
You a Pisces?
No, I'm Pisces? A Taurus, but I love Pisces. That's why that's why when she said that shit, I was like, because I love Pisces. And I love Virgos. This is my best friend.
When your birthday?
September 13th.
Oh, okay. My mom a Virgo.
When's her birthday?
August,
that's a good woman.
August 26th.
I love Pisces. Who, your mama?
Yeah, my mom a Virgo.
She a Virgo?
Ship, don't she?
My dad's birthday is August 26th.
That's why crazy. You know so many facts.
I like your mama though. I be always responding when you be posting your mama.
My mama still is trying to learn the words to goddamn balling by Roddy Ricch. That shit is hilarious.
Oh my God.
That shit is hilarious.
Because
I perform that shit every time it come on and we around. Because I know all the words to that shit.
I love Kodak mama. She's so funny.
She is.
I be responding to your shit all the time. You don't ever respond back. I be like, I do respond.
My mom, she ever since I put her on that song, she goddamn Googled the words and shit.
It be so funny.
And then she didn't know I had any cuss words in it. So she a Christian woman be going to church every
day.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. I didn't know.
I love your mama.
Shut up.
She got the dreads.
Yeah, she do.
Maybe you gonna grow dreads one day.
Shit. I don't got the patience for that shit. I be trying to grow my hair out. That motherfucker start growing in about 2 weeks.
You be like, fuck it, I'm gonna
fuck
cut
that.
It.
You got ain't finna have me in a stupid cut low it. Dread phase and
cut it.
Yeah.
Cut
baldy cut me, it. Buddy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody that kicked into the big homie's house this week. Big homie Nikki, big homie Creations, of course, big homie Dre, big homie Kiki.
Yes.
Yes, Sirski.
Me and Key here.
Yeah, with the motherfucking coat, nigga.
AKA
this motherfucking coat, nigga. You see this? You see this motherfucking money?
A little luxurious, okay? Exactly.
You see this motherfucking luxury? This is VIP Linux parking, nigga.
Thank
what
you.
Fuck you, mean?
Thank you. Now
you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So we had this
moment. Now go away.
Episode 6, Big Homie's House. Your Big Homie, official Kodak. Big Homie Kodak. We